Universität Hamburg.
Thank you.
Thank you. I could do the presentation in German, but it wouldn't be so exciting. My name is Patrick. Ich komme aus Schweden. So we'll skip that part, and I'll do it in English. Please, you know, ask a question if you like. My colleague Franz, he speaks perfect German, even if he's from Austria. And and he can, you know, help you if you want to answer. Ask the question in German, and he could even explain things in German. My name is Patrick. I've been working with universities for 20 years. The past 10 years, I've been working with e-learning. I have, in Sweden, implemented more than 100 LMS projects with universities and schools, cities in Sweden. I've been working with the Frontier Learning Management Systems for many years. Then I started to work for Pearson, and I spent 2 years in Boston. So I was very fortunate to do that, and I've seen a very, very different educational system than what I'm used to in Sweden. So that's a very interesting experience. Now I'm working with a system from Australia, just to make sure I cover most places in the world. It's called Aquella, and I'm going to talk to you here today about a strategy for digital learning resources, which is what we do in Aquella. Does this work? Yeah. So, I want to talk to you first about one of our clients that we work with, the University of Nottingham, and the theme of Lebenslanges Lernen. So they think about open resources as a good way of approaching this theme or this idea of Lebenslanges Lernen. YouNow is their open courseware initiative, and we help them in partnership with them to create the kind of the backbone, the infrastructure for this. Here you will find a lot of nice, good resources of different kinds. It could be podcasts or interactive or PDFs, you know, texts, basically a lot of interesting courseware. And of course, the idea is that you can, for no cost at all, keep educating yourself. But of course, the university has the idea that if they see this interesting, good content that we have, people will be interested and join a course at our university. So it ties in with part of their strategies in terms of lifelong learning. This is open, so you have the web address there. If you don't have time to write it down, give me your business card and I will send you the presentation afterwards, and you can log in and see what they're doing. So the system that we based this open educational repository on is called Aquella, and it's a digital repository. And you use it to manage digital content. And it could be any content. Mostly it's learning content, research content, library content. And the key here is that you get a single storage point or a single access point, really, to your content. So what is the problem, really? Why do you want to have this, and what do you want to achieve? And instead of having Aquella in the middle, you could put a teacher looking slightly stressed and confused, because there are so many sources of good content nowadays. We have lecture capturing, we have media servers with videos and streaming content, we have iTunes University, where we put a lot of good content. The course management system, of course, is filled of content not openly available. It sits within the course. It can't easily be shared. YouTube, you know, many Web 2.0 resources for content. And there are a number of open educational repositories with great content but very few teachers has the time to browse the web every morning to find new exciting resources. So to help universities create a strategy around the digital resources that they have and use, we created a system called Aquella. We built it together with the Department of Education in Tasmania in 2002, so it's a few years ago now. The system ties in to different resources, and in the system you can then tag all your resources with metadata. I'm not sure what the German word is for learning goals. What would that be? Lernziden. So you can tag all your content to Lernziden, to subject, authors, sources, type of content, to make it easy to categorize and search and find your content. The system has digital rights management, so what is becoming more and more of an issue is two things in digital rights. One is to protect your own material, to protect your professors, so they can feel safe about sharing their content, and the system will allow you to do that. And the other thing is that the university has to make sure that you comply with copyright, and there are tools in the system to help you do that. And then, of course, the security aspects. You want to some of your content you want to share, like Nauticam is doing in their educational repository. It's being shared with everybody. Some parts you want to have maybe within the university, some parts just for one institution or even a research project who want to have the data to themselves. We try to, when we create this strategy for learning resources together with one of our partners, one of the universities, we try to tie it in with the architecture or the infrastructure that they have in the university. So we integrate it with the learning management system. And today we're integrating with Learning Studio, Fronter, Moodle, WebCT, Blackboard, Sakai, and many more. And you could basically connect to any system, and I'll talk about that in a bit. When you have your information in the LMS, you basically package it, present it, and deliver it to the users, the students in the course. But it's slightly locked into the course. Oops, that's not the button I was supposed to press. Okay. When you work with a repository, it's very different. You store your objects once, and you use it multiple times. You share it among the group you want to share it. You manage your digital rights, and you can also work with a workflow. I'm not sure if you can see the advantage of a workflow, but let's go back to the example of University of Nottingham. When they created their open educational repository, they thought, well, we can't really send all our content out there because we need to control the quality, because if it's crap in our open repository, that's going to come back at the brand, the image of University of Nottingham. So they set up a workflow where people can peer review and approve the content, and they send it also to the librarian. So because this is a person that is not afraid of tagging, which many of us don't appreciate doing. Librarians, it's their job to do that. So they have a workflow where this content goes through a number of steps before it's published and has the right quality. So that's an important part for them. I'll show you a bit about... talking about the... making this part of the actual infrastructure that you have at the universities. I'm not going to show you live here today, so this is just a screenshot from Moodle. But what you would do in Moodle is you would go into the edit mode in a course, and when you create the course, you can add items and activities in the course, and there you have the integration, so it says add Aquella item. So for the teacher, it's very convenient. He goes to a familiar place in the LMS and says, I want to add an Aquella item. And then he searches in the library for content and says, select, and then he pulls up that content into Moodle. So the integration is there. The teacher does not have to log into another system or even learn another system. He probably thinks it's a part of Moodle when he is using it. This picture here describes the infrastructure, the kind of the possibilities we have when we work with a university. And basically we sit down and discuss what are the different kind of content that you have, how do you want to use it, how do you want to control it. And these are kind of the bits and pieces we bring to the table to help them realize that strategy. We talk about the content layer, a management layer, and a user interface layer. We talked about the content layer, tons of good content in multiple sources in many different repositories. So you upload or link to sources of content. So you could upload files. It could be a SCORM package or a web page created in Dreamweaver, or you know, any kind of PDF, PowerPoint, whatever kind of format you're using, you can upload that to the system. But you can also link. So if you have a media server where you have a lot of videos stored, you link to that. But the effect is that you get it all in Aquella, and in one single search interface, you can search for history material, and you will find both PDFs, you will find videos in the media server. This makes it a lot easier for the teacher, obviously, to find the material. We have connections to YouTube, iTunes University, Google Books, and there is a lot of tools for copyright materials. Often the universities get the problem that they see good material from a publisher, for example, but they're not allowed to use it because the publisher is worried, and Pearson is one of these publishers. So we know, we're worried that our material is going to go away. And the system then has mechanisms for measuring this, for controlling the access to the content, so it actually complies with the copyright. So then we tie it all together. We discuss the tagging schemes, if you want to use Dublin Core, for example, or if you want to make a customized scheme for that. It makes the searching a lot easier, so you can browse on outcomes and things like that. We set up the securities, potentially we work with workflows, and then we also look into reporting, because most of the time, people don't know how much content they have. And with a system, with organizing it in a system like this, you can get very, very detailed information about who is using the content, when is it used, how often is it being used. And this helps you to understand, okay, this is very popular content, and we need to focus more on that. Or this institution here is not using the digital content. They're not using the media server, for example. We probably need to go there and educate them and show them what great resources we have. So that part of the reporting is fantastic, especially for the e-learning department or the administrators that kind of work on the top level and try to support these projects. They get a very, very good control and understanding of what content is being used and what content is popular. So this is the content layer and the management layer. Actually, in the management layer, we also have some social functionality. So as a teacher, you can say, this is a 4-star content, that you can give a comment about the content. This is good for this and this type of lecture. I used it in this context, which adds that social aspect to the content and gives, of course, important feedback back to the authors. Does people like this comment? Do they use it? Do they have any comments about improving the content? And then talking about the user interface, most commonly it's integrated with the learning management system, but to the right you can see it says custom application. So the system is very open, and it's an API based on SOAP agents, which allows you basically to create your own interface, your own web page, or your own application and accessing all this content. And again, going back to University of Nottingham, the Open Educational Repository, that's a custom interface. It's on our webpage, no login is required, everybody can access it. At the same university, there is a research project, and this is, I love this example, they have 19,000 images of fish bones. 19,000. And it's the Department of Archaeology, so they have uploaded all these images into the system, and then they've created their own interface. It's an open interface, doesn't need any login, and you can actually explode and implode the fish bones. And the reason for this, you might wonder, why do you want to have 19,000 fishbone pictures? But this is being used by archaeologists in the field. So when they find a fishbone in the field, they can compare with their iPad and see what fish did I actually find here. So this is a research project that has been publicly funded. And since it's publicly funded, they need to make it available. So they created this application that is openly available. And there are tons of these applications that you probably can think of within your organization where you are working with different kind of content and media and where you want to make it available or accessible or create an application on top of it. University of Liège in Belgium, they did something very creative, I think. They had, was that the 5 minute warning? Thank you. They created the... they had a lot of images from microscopes, about 2,000 images, and then they put an HTML package on top of that, so and then created a virtual microscope for the medical students, so they can sit in front of the computer and investigate as if they were using a microscope. So a lot of interesting applications out there that we collaborate with the universities about. Good. Yeah, so we're back where we started, and I started telling you about a strategy for your digital learning objects, and that's exactly what it is. We don't have a ready answer for you. We have a lot of best practices. We work with more than 100 institutions to set up their repository, but all institutions have different background, they have different systems, they have different ideas of what they want to do. So what we do is we sit down together and make a discovery and try to understand what they want to achieve, and then we map that with the functionality in the system Aquila. So, and that's what we did with the University of Nottingham, and we're very proud of that project, and they are too, so they often go out and speak about this project and so on. So. That is what I wanted to say, and I'm happy to take questions. Thank you.